Everyone, this is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 651 and a half, up 8 3/4. December, 663 and a quarter, up 7 1/4. Soft September wheat, 561 and a half, up 9. December, 581, up 8 1/4. September corn, 360 3/4, up 4 1/2. December, 371 3/4, up 4 1/2. March, 384, up 4. May, 392 1/4, up 4. And July, 399 1/4, up 4. August soybeans, 1225, up 2 1/4. September, 1083 3/4, now 83 even, up 1 1/2. November at 1065 3/4 is unchanged. August soybean meal, 382.50, up 30. September, 355.50, down 20. August soybean oil, 35.72, up 25 cents. September, 35.84, up 27. August live cattle, 157.87 1/2, down 57 1/2. August feeder cattle, 220.10, down 115. August lean hogs, 116.20, and they are up 35.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if you look at the wheat market, it seems to have found its way out of the well finally, and I wonder if that's having some influence on the corn market today.
Oh, I think so, and I think it's especially having some positive influence on the bean market, Dave. We've got the wheat rallying continuing, and that is flying in the face of continued expectations and growing expectations by the way of the weather models of a very widespread rain coming between now and the middle end of the weekend. And so you've got a situation on your hands where the wheat short covering is simply put, I think, and you hit it, overpowering the negativity in the row crops. Now, one thing that does help the corn market a little bit here today was we did see some fresh export sales reported to Colombia. We just got the weekly ethanol numbers, and they didn't look as good as you would think at first glance, because we did see production drop to 902,000 barrels per day, and we saw the stocks drop just a little bit to 18.3 million barrels. But if you look deeper at the numbers, we also saw a big drawdown in gasoline inventories, I think around 4.4 million barrels, and we also, that corresponds with the issue that we saw a less refining of the unleaded. So the at face value bearish fundamentals for the ethanol stocks probably softened a little bit because of the output of unleaded dropping so substantially.
We have a WASDE and crop production report on the horizon next Tuesday, and as you have alluded to, we have this weather event between. Is it pretty much possible that markets pretty much chop around, range bound between now and the report, and then we'll see?
I don't know if that's the case or not. I would say that I am a little bit more nervous than that. I mean, I clearly like the fact that the wheat is finding a bottom. And I think the fresh news that's pushing the wheat today is NATO announcing that Russia is amassing another up to 20,000 troops again along the Ukraine-Russian border. And NATO has said that they're fearful now that Russia may be preparing for an invasion of Ukraine. So that's certainly enough risk geopolitically to continue to take the wheat higher and feed the bull. What I'm a little bit more nervous about is we've had 10 days of dry, relatively warm weather, very strong export demand, and when I pulled hedges, some of my hedges for new crop beans, on the 28th of July, it didn't do anything for us. This weather and this strong export demand actually has caused about 25 cents of price erosion since pulling those hedges off. And so I'm ramping back up on hedges for 14 beans doing it all in paper because of the technicals, because we are in a weather market. I guess what I'm nervous about, Dave, to answer your question, is that while the wheat looks like it has turned, I'm more nervous that the beans may be ramping up for another leg down before the report once this rain comes and it pulls the corn down with it as much as it can. So I hope it is sideways to higher on the wheat, but I'm a little bit nervous about the beans once again becoming the leader to the downside before we see next week's numbers.
Because
we should start to see some estimates. I think Reuters told me today that their numbers would be coming out this afternoon.
Yeah, Bloomberg was out this morning, and if you're looking at the soybeans, they're at 406 million bushels for ending stocks, and production side 3.815 on a 45.5.
Yeah, and I think to your point, that 405, 406 level is a lower number than I think the trade has been trading. So it may be giving some support to the new crop November, because I think many at the end of the day believe that if the USDA's crop report and conditions are correct, and having just traveled from, you know, Atchison up to Michigan and then down to western Ohio and back across again, I feel very non-confident in the USDA good to excellent conditions for both corn and beans. But if those numbers are correct, then the 400 number is probably on the low end of the spectrum.
The uncertainty clearly in traders' minds at this point is in the soybeans. And let's just be honest about it. We won't know really until we see some harvest numbers.
Well, I think that's a fair assessment. I think this is where it goes back to both corn and beans. You know, last year we had the tip back. This year, what I have seen, especially in northern Illinois, north of U.S. 24 and on up, is a very immature, a very yellow crop, and I think the last 2 weeks have done a lot more damage to the high ground in parts of the whole Corn Belt that haven't gotten rains. And clients, after sending my TRIP report out last night, clients have been reporting back to me that they indeed are seeing a lot more degradation of their crop as we go forward here in the last 2 weeks. So this rain and this 2 inches, 3 inches of rain that's expected between now and this weekend, I would say it's a make or break for this record crop potential.
Don't know that USDA will take a big swing on it in the August report. What do you think?
No, I don't think they will, but I do think that with so many double and triple ear corn plants out there, I think the trade's very nervous that we will push that ear count up to above the record of 2004, and we will, you know, say, hey, we can do 10%, 12% better than last year's yield of 158.8 just because of that, and I think that's what they've geared up for.
Wasn't there a year when, was it like 2006, 2005, somewhere in the early twos, crop looked great, from the road, lush, green, and for some odd reason we didn't get the fill?
Yeah, that was the 5-6 crop year, I believe, Dave, and that's where, you know, the September weather is going to make a big difference, and this is where it goes back to the yellowing corn, you know, where we don't have the nutrients, the nitrogen in some of these corn plants to push the ear all the way out to fill, or we have shallow kernels. And if my memory serves me right, that was the real biggie, was the kernel depth was not there. Everything looked great until we actually got it in the bin. And this comes into play. You just hit on the next 3 months marketing plan for corn. This comes into play big time when it comes to the crop insurance and the fall price. If we get down low enough in the price to be able to generate some crop insurance payments, we really have to take that into consideration in that year in particular.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You bet, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter September wheat, 652 and three quarters, up 10. Soft September, 562, up 9.5. September corn, 360.5, up 4.25. December, 371.5, up 4.25. July, 399.25, up 4. August soybeans, 1224 and three quarters, up 2. September, 1083 and three quarters, up 2.25. November, 1066.5, up 3/4. August soybean meal, 382.50, up 30 cents. August soybean oil, 35.72, up 25. August live cattle, 157.87.5, down 57.5. August lean hogs, 116.32.5, up 47.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.